Three, two, one.
Matt already cracked. Oh, you didn't fully crack it?
I didn't fully crack it. Cheers. We are back after 2 weeks off. Welcome back to another episode of OTD Sports Talk. Everybody and the 10 people listen to this. What is happening?
So what are those hand signals? What am I missing out on? Like, we got fucking devil horns.
I'm just excited to be back on the air, back live. Well, OTD Sports Talk. Da, 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 da.
Well, I mean, someone thought it was more important to do school than a fucking sports podcast.
Last 2 weeks. Honestly, it was school the first week, and then the next week was work, regardless, though.
And then yesterday, work. 2 days work. Ago, I got dissed for golf.
I played so good that round. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm going to let my dick hang right now. I didn't lose a ball. That's the first check mark.
Boom. Nice.
I shot an 81, like counting everything.
Solid.
Solid. Like not bad at all. My driver. So like, yep. You know, an 8. Guess how far out my second shot was. So the holes, it's a par 5, 50 yards.
Isn't that the one you bombed last time we were playing too?
So what? Yeah, I was 100 yards out on 8, a 340 yard drive.
That's just your fucking hole,
dude. The whole course was my hole.
Well, I mean, you played
everything was just 300 plus straight fairway. That was money in my iron. Anyways, not letting my dick hang about this. I don't really give a fuck right now. But well,
I
mean, anyways,
Mick, I gotta let my dick hang. Well, I shot a 92 counting every stroke. I can officially say I now know I can shoot under 100.
You have gone.
I didn't lose a ball until hole 14.
That is not bad at all, man.
And then on 18.
Is this at Hunter's Green?
Yeah, on 18, I lost 4. Just trying to crush a ball and hit into the lake on the
water hole. I gotta say,
I gave out positive balls on that course. It was nice.
All that matters. Let's see if I'm looking for my ball and I find a ball. I'm just like, we're good. We're good. I'm happy. I'm content. I'm not too sure if I work this weekend, but if I don't, we're going golfing.
It's mostly kind of shitty, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, whatever. We'll see. See what the future holds for us. Aaron, it's good for you. Can't wait to go out there and we can both kick Tommy's ass on the course. Shout out to Tommy. You know, you suck.
In Ontario, they fucking golfing's closed because of COVID.
So apparently there might be some new restrictions coming out on Friday.
I thought it was Thursday
or whatever it was. More restrictions, because we're this is the first time I've talked about COVID in like 2 weeks, but apparently we're up to like 1700 cases, and the highest we were ever at was 1900, I think, or something like that, or just over 2000. So the new variant's fucking everybody up now.
Yeah, I thought it was supposed to get better with the fucking vaccinations, but again, I don't pay attention. I didn't even know we were bad when we went into this lockdown again. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, boom, lockdown. Like, wait, what do you mean? I didn't even know it was bad. That's how little I pay attention.
The gyms were open, and I was like, I don't even care what's happening behind the scenes.
Yeah, all of a sudden, the gyms are closed. I'm like, why? It's like,
oh, let me look into this. What is happening?
I didn't look into it. I just said, I don't care.
Do you miss the gyms?
Yeah. Fucking sucks. Like, it's so annoying too. It's barely open. Like, you finally get a nice routine again. It's like, oh, by the way, you can't go anymore.
That was the worst thing. Just getting into that routine and just being like gone by. The nice thing is though, golf courses are open, and honestly, that's been like my saving grace right now. I don't even think about the gym right now at this point. I'm just like so focused on golf this year.
That's fair. It's also nice because you get to just go golf for free. So.
Is it ever? Anyways, though, let's stop talking about what's happening in Alberta, because it's a shitty province anyways. Yeah. Let's try
to
move to the
fucking New Zealand. If anyone's got citizenship and wants to marry me, I'm trying to head to New Zealand or Texas.
Let's see if we can arrange a three-way here. I'd love to get married to this individual as well too. So yeah, for that one person who might listen to this in New Zealand, hit us up. Thank you very much.
I'll empty my bank account into your bank account.
Anyways, let's switch to not provincial anymore, but to federal. It's a big social studies word right there. The Canadian Football League. Yeah. The Canadian Football League has come out and announced that the league will be potentially starting on August 5th and that the Grey Cup will be pushed back to December 14th or something. Yeah, that's fucked. That's going to be a crazy game because usually the Grey Cup's about like mid-November, late November.
Yeah, which is usually snow, usually cold. December, you're definitely having snow. It's going to be fucking cold.
It's going to be cold. It's going to be a chill. It's going to be a nipply bitch out there. Why don't they do it like, why don't they go to BC or something like that? Go to like, some why didn't you indoor go place. Somewhere inside? Yeah, I guess they promised Hamilton the Grey Cup this year, though, and they can't have to deliver.
Well, I think they were supposed to have it last year. But, you know.
Oh, and everything just got delayed a year and pushed back. But I don't know. Do you think it's actually going to happen? Or do you think they're going to push it back again?
I hope so. If it doesn't happen, then the season's not happening.
Did they say when they all officially confirm this?
No.
Okay, so it's not happening then.
No, because I feel like them coming out and giving an actual date is more than we got last year. Like, it was kind of like, oh, it's pushed back. They never said, like, oh, we're hoping to start at this date. It's kind of like, oh, see, this is not happening. You heard rumors, but CFL never actually came out and said anything, right? I don't know how they're going to make it work, though. I don't know if they're getting money, because the government won't give a fuck all.
Well, they tried to get a loan last year. Sorry, people. Jesus. Well, they tried to get a loan last year, and the government said no.
Yeah.
Which I found very, like, kind of that pissed me off in a way.
Yeah.
I understand that's like a risky investment for the government, especially in hard times, but God damn it, man. That the league's been around for so long. Just bail them out. Well, and bailed out Good Life already.
Yeah. Well, and I see the thing, too, is like, Canada loses millions of dollars investing in Canadian radio and TV and shit because they're all about trying to broadcast like Canadian stuff. They lose millions of dollars on that a year, but they're not willing to put up money for the CFL.
Wait, who's losing millions a year?
The government, because they fund like something about like TV, Canadian TV shows and stuff, like radio.
Oh, like CBC? Yeah. Like CBC is run by the government.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Apparently, they lose millions of dollars doing that all year, but they won't give money to fucking the CFL.
The government, man, they don't. They're stupid. It's just.
Fuck.
Yeah, man, I have like no words to the government at this point. Like, I don't even follow politics, and I understand that the Canadian.
I just hate it all now, even more than before.
Yeah, like the last 2 years, you just realize how crappy these politicians are and unprepared they are. And the more they are actually businessmen than anything else, and they're not even like actually interested in our well-being, really. They're more interested in their dollars. And Justin Trudeau's more interested in his image, and that's the biggest thing when it comes to politicians. All they care about is their image and their public opinion.
Popularity contest.
It's high school. It's stupid. It's childish.
like Donald I've Trump never proved this. Give a fuck about politics, and this just makes me want to give less of a fuck about it because it's like it doesn't matter. They're all fucking retards, anyways, and we're in the shit. That's why I'm going to fucking New Zealand, Texas, or Florida. One of those fucking three places where I can live my life.
Yo, Arizona. I want to move to Arizona here in a few years. You in?
See, that's golf too hot. Golf year round. That's why? Too hot. I can't do plus 40, plus 45. Fuck you.
It's a dry heat. You'll love it. It's the case. No. You know that heat when you get into your car and you get those goosebumps and it's like that, ooh, and it feels really good. That is Phoenix, man, in the summertime. It's so beautiful. Worst case, Texas is just as hot. You dim shit.
It is, but no, I don't think it's that bad. You're not...
Move to Arizona with me, then I won't be alone.
Okay, that's fair. I'm still, I still think New Zealand's the best option, but
expensive though.
And I don't think they'd let us in the country.
Well, not right now. No, maybe in like a year or two. Nope. Why would you want to move right now, though?
I don't know.
I would like to move.
Right now. I started to feel like the old people that bitch about our government being like, oh, this is becoming communist because you can't do this, blah, blah, blah. Like, the fact that provinces are being like, hey, you can't be outside your house at this time, and if you get caught, you get a ticket, is absolutely...
That's a thing now?
Fuck to me. It's been a thing in Quebec for a while. In BC, it's a thing now.
Oh.
I think it's been a thing in Ontario. So, like, if you're not going to work or, like, get groceries or something essential and they catch you, they'll fine you.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fucked because that's you're now telling a free country that they can't be free, essentially, in my opinion.
See, like, from my opinion, I understand that, say, for example, during war times, these politicians are able to exercise more authority than usual.
Yeah.
And I understand, too, during a pandemic, they should be able to as well, too, because they are the lawmakers. But the reason that what pisses me off is they're the ones that are fucking up this whole vaccine rollout, and they're fucking up this whole pandemic situation.
Yep.
And their fuck-ups are the reason why we're still in isolation. And that's the piss off for me. It's their fuck-ups why we're in isolation, and they have to make these rules because they can't figure their shit out. Right? Like, to be able to lock people up for a year straight is criminal almost.
Yeah. Like,
especially when you're the ones causing
it. You should be letting people make their own decisions. Like, if you want to stay home, stay the fuck home.
Mm-hmm.
I get if you want to make mandatory wear masks, that's fine. But don't make it illegal for me to leave my fucking house.
Mm-hmm.
That's just fucked up.
Yeah, I know, man. If I'm a tiny bit scared that on Thursday that they'll close golf courses.
I am too, but I highly doubt it because
Kennedy's have a conservative government, so at least there's some leniency there. But I don't know, man. I'm fed up with this shit. Wow. So 10 minutes in and we are already pulse deep in politics. All right.
No more politics for the rest of this month.
CFL's back, people. For people who didn't get the gist of that.
No. In a roundabout way, CFL hopefully back August. At this rate, we won't be able to go to fucking games, though.
God, no. We won't be able to.
But if we are... Holy fuck, am I ever going to go get loaded at an Eskimos game?
Yeah.
Edmonton football team game, sorry.
You can count me in, sir.
Man. I just want to go do something that I used to be able to do, you know?
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I want to go to a bar and just party. That's been like the last thing on my list to do for the
Put me in a fucking crowded room with 1,000 strangers. And just let's get fucked up.
Yeah. Granted, my anxiety would be through the roof. I'd be like, oh,
fuck. I feel like everyone would be in the same, like, feel good, fuck yeah, let's all get fucked up together mood, you know?
Oh,
I feel like
it'd be a great vibe. It'd be a vibe, man. It'd be like those old days at the ranch when, like, you knew everybody and, like, hey.
All right, anyways, that just works.
Let's switch gears here. Let's go to the NFL.
To be fair, there's not a lot of sports that's going on in the world right now.
No, it's so boring. I'm sorry. But, like, I've been, baseball like, forcing myself
to irrelevant.
Listen to podcasts. Yeah.
You don't pay attention to hockey. Basketball is kind of at a stage where it's...
We're just ready for playoffs already.
You're waiting for playoffs. There's a week
before the draft. Do you think they need to shorten the NBA season? Like, no. Understandably, they have 82 games because they make a shit ton of money. But do you think it would benefit, like, players and everything else? And, like, if they went down to, like, 62 games?
They would never, because in doing that, then you're asking all the players to take a pay cut. All the owners are losing shit tons of money because that's less ticket sales, less food sales, less everything. There's no way in hell that's ever going to happen. There's a reason the NFL is adding games onto their season.
Yeah.
Just to make more money.
Yeah.
Health-wise, it would probably benefit the players, but...
I think it would create better basketball.
I don't know. I don't think it would change much. Like, it might change your 8 seeds, right?
Yeah. I don't. It would never change it, though. I agree with that statement. But are we going to NBA or NFL here?
NFL draft coming up here.
Yes, NFL draft coming up here. So... Sorry. So obviously Trevor Lawrence is coming out number one. That's been a given for the last 4 years or whatever it is.
Since he was in high school.
Yeah. What is the recent news that's been popping up about him? I didn't get a chance to look into that. Have you heard about that?
Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah.
Basically, I think it was his dad in an interview said, like, he could walk away from football and be happy. You never want to be happy. Like, so people were like, oh, he's not like a competitor. Like, he doesn't have the drive to win. So he had to come and said, no, like, I love football. Football's everything. But, like, I don't need football to define me. I don't need to win in order to, like, prove I'm good at football or some shit like that.
Hmm.
So he's just chilling. Like, what guy's one of the greatest fucking prospects in recent hit memory, and he's like, yeah, if I win a Super Bowl, I don't, whatever, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, that's fair for him. Because I heard, like, some news about him, and I didn't know if it was serious or not, if it was just some overblown NFL draft stuff. Like, it was like that one guy a few years ago who got caught smoking that ass bong, and his, like, draft stock plummeted. Yeah, it's like, if I'm an owner, if I'm a GM, I'd be like, I'm just going to pick him up because he's a way better player, and I don't really give a fuck if he smokes weed.
Just don't get caught on your piss test.
Yeah, literally. So, do you think Zach Wilson's going for second?
Yeah, Zach Wilson pretty much guaranteed second. Third, I don't know. Mac Jones was the favorite a week ago, and then...
But he fell, did he not?
Well, so this one makes no sense to me. A fuck quarterback's pro day made all of a sudden Fields the favorite to be drafted third. How is you throwing to wide receivers under no pressure... make you that look that much better to GM and stuff?
I understand you can look at their mechanics a lot cleaner in those situations, but also B, it's not like you've been able to, you could have seen videos like that before as well too. Like, and you so I don't understand it either. Situation. It's like, what do you not see in a game situation compared to those games?
Like in a practice.
Yeah, I don't. Granted, it looks good when they throw those long bombs on a rope and they're perfect throws. That looks good, obviously. Balance, they can do those. Throws.
But
yeah, like it's the stuff that looks good, but
these guys are all doing it.
Yeah, they're all doing it, man. I don't know. I don't. It's hard to see like a difference. It seems like every video you watch, and that everybody's like, "Oh, that's nice. That's nice." It's like looks like the other guy.
Yeah, I don't know. So I don't know. It's like a big debate who's third, Mac Jones or Justin Fields. I think it's going to be Fields. I thought it was always going to be Fields. I don't like think Mac Jones is going to be that great of a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Clemson quarterbacks never really Alabama quarterbacks are never really that special. They just have a fantastic team. He's got two fucking receivers that are getting probably going to get drafted in the first round.
Yeah, exactly. And they popped off. And Mac Jones is a good quarterback.
He's not bad, but.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like he had a lot more weapons around him. Is
amazing. Like what he did in that Clemson game and that before the national championship was insane. Like he fucking single handedly.
He was their team.
And he got murdered. Like that guy was broken ribbed up, like dead.
So what on this one, on this mock draft here, it says that Trey Lance will go seventh and then Mac Jones is going 10th to New England.
So here's the thing is that no, that's not going to happen. The thing is, at four is where it gets interesting because no one knows if Atlanta is going to draft quarterback because they still have
Matty Ice,
and he's locked in for a while. I think he's got a lot of money owed to him, so they're like that. People don't know if they're either going to draft Pitts, a quarterback, or they're going to trade down. And if they trade back, that means someone's trading up to probably get either Mac Jones or Justin Fields to get drafted. And if that happens, then someone's probably going to trade up for five, or Bengals have five. So I think they're going to draft they should draft an O-lineman. Because, God, Joe Burrow needs some fucking help on the O-line.
Oh, yeah, I'm tripping out right now. One second.
Yeah, your fucking camera froze.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to my Wi-Fi there. That just, like... My screen up top just flickered. Are we good now?
Just cut out. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, weird.
So Bengals will select a 5-6. Who's six?
Well, I want to go back to Matty Ice here. So Matt Ryan is signed through. He has two more years left right now. Next year he could make up to $23 million if all the money goes through, you can make up 23, and the following year you make up to 28 million. So then he has two more years left in his contract. So,
what it means if you're drafting Trey Lance, Matt, like you can let him sit behind them, but do you want to let him sit behind for 2 years? Maybe because you might not get a good chance to draft as high again.
Well, look at Aaron Rodgers, for example. He sat behind Brett Favre for how many seasons? And
yeah, but he also dropped just heavy in the draft.
Yeah, he did big time.
I never understand that, but
no, me neither.
It worked out well for him.
No, God, no. So you said So for Bengals, pick an O-lineman. That's what you said? Penny Sewell?
Yeah, that guy. That guy's a beast. He's fucking massive.
Cincinnati is the cheapest team ever. So they got the best deal with their stadium in like history. Like their owner has to pay next to nothing to actually rent out the stadium. Or no, he owns the stadium, sorry.
Yeah.
So, and the city like built it for him.
That's nice.
Yeah, but it's, they're a cheap owner.
Only team to not have an indoor practice facility.
That's how cheap. The facility is terrible. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's out like they're outside in Cincinnati.
It's outside of their field. It's like right next to their stadium on a grass turf. Like
that's awful.
It's like the Wildcats, man. Terrible. Just terrible. I mean, with Joe Burrow, Wildcat standards is nice, but.
But I mean, they fucking. They still have like put together decent teams sometimes. Every once in a couple of years.
They can always get some teams. Like when they had Carson Palmer and Ocho Cinco, they were playoff teams.
Yeah.
Recently, they can't. They haven't been a playoff team, but.
Oh, with Joe Burrow, they're going
to
be
Joe Burrow. They just need to add some more pieces. They got a good O lineman.
They got to protect them, man.
They got a good receiver as well too. They got some offensive threats.
Yeah. Like apparently, he wanted Jamari Chase, but there's no way they draft him that high unless they trade down because someone wants to take a quarterback. If a quarterback goes at 4, someone's going to try and trade up to 5 or 6 to get that last quarterback.
Oh, and just secure it. Who do you think Miami was going to draft?
Are there 5 or are there
6?
6. I don't know.
Because they don't need a quarterback. Available. Do they go for Jamar Chase?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think they take Jamar Chase or Jalen Waddle. I don't – what's the other – I always get it. Is Devontae Smith the
highest? Devontae Smith, yeah.
So apparently at his pro day, or not, like I don't know, some free draft combine, he measured at 6'2" because they really had to include the 0.2 inches in there, and 166 pounds.
166 pounds.
At 6 foot even. That guy is small.
So it's like the, oh my gosh, what's his name? Masters 2021 Zalatoris. Yeah, so he is. Zalatoris. Hold on 1 second, people watching this. Will Zalatoris. He is 6'2", 75. I think he's like 150 pounds.
Yeah, but you're comparing fucking
160 pounds and he's 6'2".
Just a skinny, lanky bastard.
Yeah, like that's ridiculous. I can only imagine Devontae Smith. Smith.
Like, you know, he's not a big guy, but like he's so good. The only reason he's not rated way higher is because of his size. That sucks. But like, I don't know. I feel like he's the best receiver in the draft.
I feel like he's somebody. Even if you need to put on 10 pounds of muscle, 15 pounds of muscle, it wouldn't be too hard when you have your NFL trainers.
Yeah, well, you're still a young guy. Like,
like, would you draft him over Jalen Waddle?
Yes. I'd draft him over him and Jamari Chase. Not Kyle Pitts, but...
So who do you think the Broncos select at 7 then? Do you think they go for a quarterback?
They got to go quarterback. If there's one available...
You don't think Drew Lock's the answer?
He hasn't proved that he is. Not that they had a bunch of help on offense, but he hasn't proved that he could be. Like, I say if you still have Trey Lance or Mac Jones or somehow Fields sitting there, I say you take him and let him sit for a year, give Locke. Yeah, then do you even bother playing Locke? Like, maybe just move on from him? I don't know.
Trade him.
I don't think your answer is drafting a receiver or something.
I kind of feel like they might want to draft a receiver. So, in comparison to other NFL drafts, is this one more of a QB stacked draft?
To the start, I seen one thing that said the top 3 receivers in this draft are better than any of the receivers from last draft. But after that, it's a huge drop off.
So, like, the first 15 players are big, and then everybody after that's kind of a mishmash.
I don't know. Like, I heard that there's a lot of good O-linemen in this draft.
Uh-huh.
Not a lot of good D-tackles. That's all I've heard.
Okay, that's fair. Because I'm kind of wondering if you are Denver, you draft a receiver to see if you can ignite Drew Lock a bit more and give him a weapon. And if that doesn't work, then wait till next year's draft to try and draft a quarterback.
Yeah, I don't think next year's quarterback draft that's spectacular, though. Is the only thing.
See, that's the downside to that, like trying to play a long game where it's like, well, if we wait another year, if we go with him, we're kind of stuck with him if there's no draft, unless they get a free agent or something. Deshaun Watson, maybe, or
who knows what happens with that guy. I guess we could. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
What do you think Carolina should draft? So in this mock draft, they have them drafting an O-lineman, Rashawn Slater. Do you feel like they draft an O-lineman, or do you go with a receiver?
No, I like O-lineman. Protect your – because you have DJ Moore, who's a stud. Mm-hmm. You got Christian McCaffrey, who's absolutely stud. Their defense is all right, I think. I don't know what their O-line is like. I don't pay enough attention to know, but you can never go wrong with drafting an O-lineman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get them on a cheap contract. We'll do the last two picks here to round out the top 10. Detroit Lions, Jalen Waddle. Detroit need a lot.
Jared Goff's going to get beat up there.
Yeah, I feel bad for the guy.
He's going to get paid a lot of money to do it, but.
Yeah. I mean, all things considered, I don't even know what to say about that.
I'd say draft the best available player, really.
Yeah, if you're Detroit. Who do you think Patriots at number 10 select? Do they go quarterback or do they go O-lineman, receiver?
I could see them trading down if their quarterback isn't available. I see them drafting – what the fuck's his name? From Kyle Trask in the later round. That's like the type of quarterback I see them drafting in later round, because they like the fucking later drafts for quarterbacks, like the later rounds, I feel like. And that's someone I could see them trying to, like build for – let be a backup for a couple of years and gain experience. Because fucking Stidham's garbage. That didn't work out.
Oh, who?
Jared Stidham. The other guy who was supposed to be the next new fucking thing. But he's gone off.
They drafted him last year?
No, not last year, a while ago. But he was supposed to, possibly be starting last year. But, God, he was so bad.
Oh, he only played in the preseason, did he not?
I think so. And maybe when Cam was out. I don't remember.
Maybe. He was only out for a few games, though.
But if they don't, I feel like the Patriots, unless somehow, Trey Lance is sitting there at 10, then I feel like they couldn't pass on him because that's a position they need. But other than that, I don't know where they go. Their defense is pretty good. Yeah, they could draft a receiver if there's any receivers left on the board.
Yeah, if they still have either Jalen Waddle or Devontae Smith.
Yeah,
I'd take Jamar Chase. Yeah,
because you lost Edelman.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He retired. They cut him and then they retired.
Yeah, it's kind of, That sucks for him. It was just a shitty way to end a career after injury.
Yeah, literally. I feel bad for the guy, but then he's a millionaire, so.
Yeah, so you don't feel that bad.
Yeah, no, literally. Alden Smith. Did you hear what happened to Alden Smith?
So, I seen he had a warrant out for us for battery assault or something.
Do you know what he did?
No.
Oh, he strangled somebody unconscious. He strangled somebody until they were unconscious in a coffee shop.
In a coffee shop?
In a coffee shop.
Must have been a rough morning.
It was funny. April 15th, he signed the contract with the Seahawks. April 17th. bro, can you not be happy for at least a week after you get paid? You know what I mean?
I didn't even know he signed with Seattle. So I forgot about that. Now you say it. I just always think of him as a Raider, but
nope.
What are you doing? Does it not go through your mind? Be like, hey, if I do this, I've already had multiple second chances. I guess someone like that just doesn't care.
See, at that point, after your sixth time, it's like you mentally you're stuck in that trap of just doing stupid shit. You know, obviously, I'm gonna assume that if he were to pass away here and they looked for CTE, I would say he probably had it. So
it's hard to say from the guy personally.
Here is his legal issues on Wikipedia. Shout out to Wikipedia. You got me through high school barely.
Yes, sir.
So 2012, he was arrested for DUI.
Which is not, in the grand scheme of things, that's not that bad to get over.
Yeah. Also, one thing, if you have the money to pay for a DD and somebody to drive your car home, just like
cab, Uber, like 2012, Uber wasn't really a thing, but like cab, that was not that hard.
Yeah, like you have the money.
Like you have the money to pay for someone to drive you there, stay sober, and drive you home. It's not that difficult. Figure it out.
So then later on, in 2012, he was believed to have suffered stab wounds when trying to break up a fight. And
well, see, he's a few being months a good citizen.
Later, a few months later, he was charged with 3 felony counts of illegal possession of an assault weapon.
All right, well,
relating to the stabbing incident.
All right,
the charges were later reduced to misdemeanors. On September in 2013, he was involved in a single vehicle accident. He was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence and possession of marijuana. After the third week, he entered a rehab facility.
How dare he possess marijuana?
Yeah, literally. In 2014, Smith was detained and arrested following the incident, the LAX, in which Smith became belligerent and uncooperative with a TSA agent who alleged Smith claimed he was carrying a bomb. After interviews revealed that Smith did not clearly state he was carrying a bomb, the Los Angeles city attorney decided to drop the charges. Smith was suspended for 9 games for this 2014 season.
Jesus Christ. Sounds like this guy's got a drinking problem.
2015, Smith was arrested in Santa Clara for an alleged hit and run after driving under the influence and vandalism charges. He was released by the 49ers the next day. Oh, 2016, he was clean. 2017, Smith was a passenger with a friend driving to Smith's house. Both him and his friend and the driver were under the influence. Even though Smith is not the driver, both Smith and his friend were detained the next day, released, no arrests were made. In 2018, someone called the police from Smith's home and reported that he had consumed multiple bottles of tequila and bit her wrist. Smith reportedly fled the home before police arrived. On 2018, Smith was arrested for violation of a court order where he was ordered to stay away from a woman he assaulted earlier in the month. The woman is revealed to be Smith's fiance's. In 2018, Smith was arrested for violations and conditions to his bail.
And then, so this guy just got a laundry list.
It's all like very small things, though.
Yeah.
I thought there was like some bigger things.
I thought there was one bigger thing for sure.
Me too. Because he was with the Dallas Cowboys there when he, right? Or no?
Yes, I do believe so. And then to the Raiders for a while.
Yeah, Raiders, but he was suspended for 2 of the seasons with the Raiders. He only played 9 games with them. But like when he was with San Francisco, he was balling out there.
No, obviously, if you're getting that many chances, you're a good player. But after this one, I think his career's done. Well, it sounds like Josh, to me, this guy has a serious drinking problem.
Yeah, man. Like
a lot of DUI incidents.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, you get paid so much money, just pay for a DD.
It's not that difficult.
Not that difficult, especially with Uber. It's like more convenient to do that than to drive home, in all honesty. Yeah,
literally.
All in all, we'll see if he gets his life figured out. And that's coming from me, a 23-year-old who does not have my life figured out. So
I won't.
Pay attention, Alden Smith.
You fuck up a lot less things than he has.
Alex Smith retires. This was kind of a surprise. I thought he was going to do another season or two.
I said this before. I thought he was going to retire, especially because I think he was only looking for somewhere he could go and play and start. Like, I don't think he was interested in the same role he had last year, being a backup, only getting to play because of injury. Like, I think he like he was 5-1. Like he proved he could still play.
Yeah.
And but I don't think he wanted to go through another season being a backup. So he's just like, I may as well just retire because I know there's nowhere he can go and just play right away.
I honestly thought that he was going to get picked up and signed somewhere and at least have the ability to compete for a starting position.
There's just, I feel like there's nowhere that's looking for a starting quarterback who is going to draft one this next week.
Yeah, that's fair.
There's not that many open spots right now.
Yeah. Yeah, there really isn't at this point. Like, you know, it's like Carolina, they filled their position. New York Jets.
I still think Teddy Bridgewater is fucking a great, a good starting quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't understand that Sam Darnold trade in your eyes.
You don't.
I like Sam Darnold. I think he's a good quarterback, but I think Teddy Bridgewater is also a good quarterback.
So you think, do you think that he is better than Teddy Bridgewater, though, Sam Darnold?
Not right now. Maybe in the future. But that's, that trade's more for the future.
So then do you play Teddy Bridgewater this year?
No.
No, you play Sam Darnold? Do you, yeah. Or they're talking about trading him, aren't they?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Aaron Donald?
Just like how the 49ers aren't going to trade Jimmy Garoppolo still. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Do you think that they should – what happens if Jimmy G doesn't perform like he should be this year?
Well, I don't know if he's going to start.
I'm assuming he's going to start. I don't think they'll start the rookie quarterback over him.
Maybe he fucking has an impressive camp. I don't know what they're going to do.
I feel like he would at least start the first few games, and then if there's like a reason to get rid of him – bench him, then they will. But
yeah. See, my biggest thing still is the fact that people don't know or like so wishy-washy if the Niners are drafting the fucking Mac Jones or Justin Fields. So either the 49ers actually don't know what they're doing, which is fucked up that you traded that much for the third overall and you still don't know what you're doing, or they're just doing a really good job of hiding who they're picking.
Do you think it'd benefit them more if they were to draft like a Kyle Pitts and then have both like the tight ends and just dominate in the inside?
There would have been, clearly they don't have faith in Jimmy G. Mm-hmm. There'd be no reason to trade that high up for real.
Then why don't you just trade Jimmy G then? Get some pieces for him while he's still valuable.
I don't know.
Is that what you
is
would
he
do?
That valuable though? He used owed a lot of money. And I can't remember the last time he played one full season, made the Super Bowl. Mainly on the back of a defense and a solid run game.
Yeah. Let me look up his contract right here. Give me 1 second.
Like, I think his contract's up soon, but he's still
old. So are they just going to – if it's just one more year, I can see them just letting that.
I think it's like one or two.
Come on, internet.
Would you like me to look it up instead?
No, I got it. It's loaded. I don't understand. It says 2021. I'm assuming that's this upcoming year then.
Yeah.
And then so he has this year and then next year as well too then.
Yeah. But I think after this year.
$24 million base salary.
This year.
24 think, next year as well too.
Oh, it's the same? Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Wow. I don't know if you're going to be able to trade him or not. I think he'll start the year though.
He got, yeah, so like in 2018, he made $41 million.
Must be nice.
Must be nice. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. They should trade him, but at the end of the day, they could just have Justin Fields as a backup for the next 2 years and then have like a smoother transition.
I wouldn't say 2 years. I'd say 1 year max. I'd say Jimmy G starts about half the season. And if they're winning, like they're like fucking 8-1 or something, obviously you're not gonna bend them. But if you're bound 500 or you're losing record, I say they put in the rookie.
That's fair. So that's about all the NFL my brain can handle with not a lot going on in the NFL.
I mean, there's short quickly. I don't know how some guy decided to sue Aaron Donald before seeing a video that Aaron Donald probably saved this guy's life.
Like, what was the, like, official story that came out? Like, what really happened? Because I heard he punched the guy and started to fight, but then that's not true. So, like,
what did happened? You see the video?
Nope.
So in the short clip I seen, this one guy gets, like, hit, knocked down, and these guys are, like, kicking him, and Aaron Donald runs in and, like, pushes the guys off of him.
Oh.
Yeah. And the guy that was getting kicked was going to sue Aaron Donald. But then after the video, he was like, oh, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. I'm not suing him anymore. I apologize.
Oh, my gosh. But
in the video, you can very clearly see that, like, Aaron Donald helps the guy.
What an asshole.
Belligerent. And then asshole. Also, Deshaun Watson's case is going to court. And if what his lawyers say is true, there's a lot of fucked up women out there trying to get money from him.
Yes, did you? I have the official report actually here, screenshotted.
I briefly went through it, but like they're saying, one of the chick's family members said the one chick was doing it for money, and she'd be on Deshaun Watson's side if he gave her money.
So, all right, so here it is. So, some of this wording's a little bit like, all right, douche. Official. But 8 of the plaintiffs bragged about or praised. Or were excited about massaging Watson. 7 of the plaintiffs willingly worked or offered to work with Watson after the alleged incidents.
Yeah.
3 plaintiffs lied about the number of sessions they actually had with Watson. 5 plaintiffs lied about their alleged trauma and resulting harm.
I see that one.
That one's a bit of like that's a stretch one. Like, anyway, well, so because you can't you're lying about your trauma. But
where it makes sense to me though is one chick saying, "Oh, I can't get through a session without like having trauma or something." But then they'd like come out, like, and then like they come out and said, "Like, no, you've done multiple like with other people, and you haven't had any. They've had no
problem." Oh, okay, I understand that. And then five plaintiffs told others they want to get money out of it, and the other 5 plaintiffs said they have scrubbed or entirely deleted their social media accounts. Which I don't know what that one means at all, but I'm sure it's probably people like harassing them or something like that.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of that. I don't know. I'm surprised he's going to court though. But clearly, if Sean Watson's this confident that he doesn't want to pay money,
like what might be the shitty outcome of this though is if it was like an actual like sexual assault like 1 or 2 times.
Yeah,
and it actually did happen. And then so what they try and do is they try and get more people to like support it. And there's right, then it's harder to overturn if 20 people say they did, but then it's like the 1 or 2 get washed out.
Yeah, and like that would suck if that actually people that said they're doing it for the money, right? That's how I kind of feel too. Like that
would be shitty. That'd be super shitty. Like once you kind of punch those holes in the bucket, the water drains out.
But at that point, I feel like that's on the lawyer for being like making up shit, like.
Yeah, or the individuals. Like, if you have 3 strong candidates to go to court with those ones. Like, go to court with only the ones that are real.
You know.
If that is the case. I don't know if it's real or not, though. Like, fuck, all of them could be or telling the truth or lying.
If they're all lying, what pieces of shit?
Yeah. And also, if they're telling the truth, what a piece of shit. What a piece of shit he is.
Either way, there's some pieces of shit on one side of that.
Yeah, we just got to figure out what side of the piece of shit people belong on. I hope it's like nothing actually happened.
Like, I hope,
you know,
this might be bad of me. I hope that it's all fake and it's all proven that each individual one never had any problems with it and they're all trying to get money.
Yeah.
And they get shamed and fined or sent like at least a community service. I feel like people cry wolf way too often nowadays, and it's really annoying.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was that one NBA player, or prospect, sorry, and he was just coming out of high school, and then a female, like, cried wolf about it, and it was, like, 3 years later, after years of court, and she came out and said, yes, I lied about these allegations. But then she was, like, too deep in the lie where she couldn't just come forward until she finally did. And like it ruined his whole NBA career, and dream because he couldn't play for 3 years.
Yeah, and after that, like you're fucked. Good luck getting a shot in the NBA after that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the thing. Alligators like this, if you lie about, like, that'll ruin people's lives.
Yeah. But then they too, if the allegations are true, then it's the other way around.
Oh yeah, then ruin somebody else's life. Good for you, like, good for you for coming out and bringing this to light that this person's a fucking asshole.
It's just one of those like really sensitive areas.
Well, I mean,
it's always their word against the other person's word, and it's like, which one's true?
Well, I mean, at this point, I feel like I could safely say that there's at least a few of them that are just in this for the money.
I think so as well too, which sucks.
Because the ones that might be for everyone else.
Yeah, for the ones that might be true.
Yeah. All right.
Anyways, let's not talk about sketchy. We got a lot
of fucking NFL talk for no NFL happening.
Literally, oh my gosh, I was expecting us to be like 10 minutes of like bullshit, but the NBA news. So the big news.
Did you know they're having a play-in style tournament this year for the playoffs?
Yeah, they did it last year for the bubble.
Yeah, but I only realized a week ago that they're doing it again this year.
Me too. I heard it on a podcast. I was like, oh, they're doing that again? Cool.
Yeah, I was like, oh,
what do you think about
it? The Raptors still got a chance.
Do you like it?
It's cool.
Yeah.
I mean,
like when Luka came out and it's like, you play all these games and it comes down to one game. Then I'm like,
for the if players, you're a better team,
then you're going to win. So what's the problem?
Yeah. I can see how it's a player for selection. And now you play extra games. But yeah, it's cool. It gives it more, gives other more teams a chance.
Yeah. It gives you better games to watch as well, too. Like if you have these games early on, it grabs your interest, right?
Yeah, it makes it interesting.
So you're going to cheer for underdogs.
Yeah.
Right, you basically have a team really
makes it in, and all of a sudden they fucking upset number one in the first round, which never gonna happen. But
so I thought of this idea as a really wacky, like not wacky. It's out on left field though.
I think up to this point, I've strongly disagreed with all your wacky ideas. So let's see how this one plays.
Okay, so 9 teams in each playoff. Okay.
Okay.
So 9 teams from each conference make it. And then a middle pack seed, so like either like 6 or 5 or 7, gets a bye week in the first round.
Why?
It will help promote like a Cinderella story or an underdog to make it to the finals.
Yes.
And make it for like that interesting storyline.
We fucking shot.
You can strategically approach it. Really, well, do we want to win these next few games and try and get home court advantage?
Yeah, but then you're promoting tanking. Or do
we
do that
and then we get a week off?
Yeah, but you're promoting tanking.
Not really, though, because
no one
playoffs.
Wants to be number one seed. The only way that works is if you give number one seed a bye.
But then they're just gonna be too overpowered, though, to do that.
That doesn't matter.
No,
you can't just give a middle of the pack seed a bye. Because the teams are going to purposely try and lose to get to that seed. And then teams are going to be playing each other, both trying to lose. And it's just going to be shitty basketball.
Fuck you. It was also, a good idea.
There's no way anyone would ever agree to this. You're big Selena enough on that one. I think you're 0-3 on your wacky ideas now.
That was a good idea. Because then you have those Cinderella stories of 7 seeds that can actually make an upset and push deep.
I see where you're getting at, but no. Because then there's no incentive to finish first.
I'm done talking to you. I'm tired of this.
All right,
you're not supportive of my ideas.
Well, come up with better fucking ideas.
Okay, well, how about we just give the championship to the Jazz then this year? Screw it. They're going to win anyways. Might as well save the knees.
I lost all of my faith in the Jazz after they lost to a LeBron and AD-less Lakers.
Yeah, but then they pumped the fuck out of them the next day.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Gobert wasn't playing. Donovan Mitchell wasn't playing. Mike Conley wasn't playing. Rice O'Neal wasn't playing.
They were literally all playing.
No, they weren't. The first game, they weren't.
None of them?
Mike Conley might have.
Yeah.
I know Gobert was out. Mitchell was out. Rice O'Neal was out. And there was a fourth game. Jordan Clarkson was out as well, too.
I thought that was the game where Mitchell got hurt.
No, he got hurt 2 games before that or a game before that. The game before it, because then it was announced after the game.
Clarkson was playing. Ingles was playing. Bogdanovich was playing. Okay, so Mitchell, Conley, and Gobert were out.
And Royce O'Neal?
No, he played.
Oh.
He played 39 minutes, actually. Jordan Clarkson, who you also said was out, played 46 minutes.
Anyways, though, the three best players were out.
Yeah, that's fair. They're also missing the two best players in the world.
True. But also at
apparently
the same time,
AD's coming back, baby.
Tonight?
Tonight? I don't think so.
Like a week. Today Thursday?
Today's Wednesday.
Tomorrow.
So, and apparently LeBron's not supposed to be not far behind them.
They said end of the month.
Yeah. I just know I seen like when it was like AD's supposed to come back in a week or so, and then LeBron not far up after.
So do you think he's going to make it through the rest of the season, or do you think he's going to have to sit out half the games, AD?
No, he'll make it through the rest. Because now it's a good time where the season's almost over. There's not that many games left. You'll just, you know, kind of get in shape and be ready for playoffs.
That's fair.
So are you still sticking with Jazz winning the championship?
Yes, more than ever now.
See, my thing is, whatever team stays healthiest is going to win the championship, because Harden's out indefinitely now after suffering a setback.
Setback.
Durant got fucking hurt again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who knows if AD and LeBron are going to stay healthy.
LaMarcus Aldridge retired. That was huge. Yeah. I felt bad for the guy.
Yeah, that sucks. That's really sucks.
It sucks for him.
Like, Donovan Mitchell, who knows how serious his ankle injury really is.
They said they reevaluate in a week. Yeah, exactly. It doesn't look that serious, though, anymore.
Yeah, no, it's just like it definitely, like, a twisted ankle. It sucked and it hurt. But, like, everyone's just getting hurt at terrible times. Like, I can't trust the Knicks or the Nets enough to stay healthy to make a fucking championship run.
Me neither. I do. I love what Steve Nash is doing out there, though. He's kind of forced to at this point, but to make adjustments on the fly and different rotations on the fly. It's always something new every game, it seems like. And I like it. It's interesting.
Yes. Also, in these last 2 weeks, I've gained a lot of respect for Harden, because the Nets with Harden, winning. Nets with no Harden and Durant,
losing.
50-50. You don't know if win or lose. James Harden makes that team 10 times better, I think.
I saw how good of a player Harden was this year, because he was able to change his game ever so slightly to fit perfectly with Brooklyn. Because look at Houston, it's just like he just shoots a lot. That's why he gets all these numbers. But when
it's
you look
like
at Brooklyn,
he had no
he's
one
actually smart.
To.
Yeah. You know, he's putting up good stats. He's doing what he's doing with the stars around him still. Like
he's not afraid to dish the ball to the better players and defer. But when he's shooting, he knows he's hot and he'll shoot.
Yeah. He's a really good teammate on the court.
Yeah, I've gained a lot of respect for him in the last season, especially because the Nets weren't winning when he was out of the lineup. And I noticed they weren't winning. I'm like, he really is like that difference maker for the Nets.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I completely agree with that. But then when you look at, so go back to like the Jazz going to the championship, Clippers are getting hot right now, and playoff Rondo's a thing, so you got to be wary of that, though. If you look at the Nuggets.
Well, playoff Paul George is also a thing.
That's true. Counterbalance. they're neutral right now. The Nuggets, I don't see them as a contender anymore, sadly. Jamal Murray.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
That sucks. I wanted to see what the Nuggets could have done this playoffs. It would have been good.
I just like seeing Canadian out there balling, lighting it up.
What I was looking forward to too, it's not even that he is out for this year. This is an injury that's gonna go probably till halfway through next year as well too. So this whole like Aaron Gordon signing, we won't really be able to see the full strength of until next postseason.
Yeah, that sucks.
Sucks. I feel bad for that organization.
He might miss some time next year, but I don't think it'll be a lot.
Usually it's 8 months, I think, for an ACL now.
I feel like it's quicker now. I feel like these injuries just get healed a lot quicker. Okay, while we're on this, LaMelo Ball is some kind of fucking god. Like, this guy had a break in his wrist just over, like, a couple days over a month ago, and he's already beginning to be back in a couple days.
That's what I do with my collarbone.
You're not playing in the NBA.
Yeah, I was playing a more contact sport.
I'm just saying, I feel like a fractured wrist is not something you come back from that quickly. Especially, it's something you're using 24/7 in basketball.
Yeah, especially as a rookie, when you're just kind of... But, I mean, you can just tell he just loves basketball.
Yeah.
Okay, if you could go back to last year's NBA draft and you were the Golden State Warriors and you could draft LaMelo Ball, do you draft LaMelo Ball? No.
Where is he playing?
How interesting would LaMelo Ball, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson be?
I don't think that...
That would work. That would be so nice. He would fit in so perfectly that system. He would just be like young Steph Curry.
I don't know, though, because I think I want Steph and LaMelo both having the ball in their hand.
Well, then, but you treat him as like a six man, or you could even have him playing off the ball as well, too, LaMelo.
I think
they like play, he's they just out there play making plays. With the ball, though. No, Steph Curry plays best without the ball.
Yeah. When he's fucking just jacking up threes, jumping screens, into people.
Off screens. Like, that's how Steph Curry gets his shots. He runs around and gets open. He goes off like four or five screens and gets open.
Did you see that?
The plays you see by him are the step back threes or somebody covering. But if you watch,
did you see that one? I think it was against Boston where he literally jumped into the guy for the and one.
No, I didn't see that one.
It was ridiculous.
Sounds pretty ridiculous, honestly.
Yeah. I'll find the video and send it to you. It was all over everywhere. Everyone was freaking out about it. There's no way anyone should be able to hit a shot like that.
No. Oh, I know. It was like the really like circus shot one.
Yeah, like it didn't even make sense.
Yes, that did not make sense at all. Who do you think is the MVP? Lately, Steph Curry's been crawling up there. He's probably in the top three.
Well, four. I seen a headline today saying I should be MVP, which I don't disagree with. This year's so hard because everyone who's been an MVP candidate and talk about what once upon a time this year, I feel like has been injured.
Yes.
Like they get talked about MVP, boom, injury. Or Steph Curry was injured earlier, but now he's starting to be talked about as the MVP. So I don't know. Jokic, I think, played the most. Healthy one. But like
Steph Curry's putting up ridiculous numbers right now, though, Jokic.
Yeah, he's averaging a double-double. I was looking it up earlier, but like Steph Curry averaging 31 points. And just what he brings to the Warriors, he makes them a team where they'll beat anyone. Like they'll come out and beat any team on any given night if Steph Curry's fucking playing and going off.
Yeah.
So
well, when you're hitting 10 threes as a person or 10 threes a game as a person, it's like, how do you stop that at all?
Yeah, there's no stopping that. I don't know. At this point in time, I'd give it to Steph. Ask me again in a week and it'll probably fucking change.
Yeah, I would say the only two that I would consider at this point because of injuries mainly is Jokic or Curry. Because Curry's been out, but not that much. Not like LeBron, not like Jokic Embiid. Yeah,
Jokic only played 6 million from Steph.
Yeah. Who's another option? I know Damian Lillard's up there as well, too, right now.
I mean, Doncic was up there, Embiid was up there.
Yeah, Dallas has been on a bit of a run lately as well, too.
Yeah. That's weird. I don't know. Like, Giannis hasn't had...
Golden State just lost to... Fuck, 1 second. They just lost to Washington. Washington's slowly been getting stronger out there.
Did Steph play a full game?
He did. He only scored 18 points.
Whoa. Whew. I mean, he was due for a bad game, and by God, did he have one.
He shot 2 for 14 from three.
7 of 25 overall. But
you know
what?
You know you're a good shooter, though, when you shoot 2 and 14, and you still just keep hucking.
Yeah. I mean, why not? Jesus Christ. Westbrook had 20 rebounds.
Jesus. Westbrook's been like super. He's changed his game style a lot, and I kind of respect it. Actually, he can shoot still.
Yeah, he still shot 5 of 17.
Like he'll have his games where he shoots an actual like normal percentage, and he'll pop off for 40-50 points. But like you see here, so yeah, it's like the game he shot 54%, which is like a decent game for an average player. 36 points.
Yeah,
like he pops off. But he just
has a good percentage because he shoots 20 to 30 times a game.
Literally, yeah, he's shooting 31% from three. Oh, guess what his free throw percentage is?
Oh, it better not be that bad. Like 70s? 60s? There's no way it's for 50.
53.8%. That's disgusting.
I feel like I could shoot that.
Oh my gosh, that is disgusting.
That is awful.
But they're Washington is slowly and steadily climbing up there, and they might be in a position where they can go for the play-in game. Like they're not, they're 10th seed right now. They're really? They're 2 games behind Indiana for 9th.
Yeah, I
because there's a playoff, like there's a playoff game between 8 and 9.
Well, I think 7, 8, 9, 10 are all included.
Oh,
hold on, I had it pulled up here.
That's fascinating, actually.
Okay, so the seventh team will host the eighth place team in a 1-game matchup.
Wait, 7 plays 8?
Yeah, for in a 1-game for 7th seed. And then 9th will host 10th place in a 1-game matchup. Loser of the 7th, 8th plays winner of the 9th, 10th in a 1-game matchup.
Oh. So if you're in the playoffs, you need to lose 2 games to not make it.
Yes.
What the? Why is Luka complaining about that? That's actually a very good system to it.
No, it's pretty. It's cool. It's it adds more excitement. It's pretty cool format. I don't mind it. Makes it a lot more interesting.
Way more interesting. That's super, I like that idea. That's a very good plan. Yeah. So then, as it stands right now, Washington or Toronto. It looks like Chicago might, but doubt that honestly. And then you look at, yeah, so it'd be Dallas, Memphis, San Antonio, and Golden State.
San Antonio, they kind of gave up on the season when they just traded away players.
But they only traded Aldridge away, though.
Yeah. Like, you weren't adding. Like, they didn't. You can tell they're not trying to go for a playoff push.
No, they don't. They're aware that they don't have a team that's going to make a deep playoff push.
Yeah, so does about 75% of the other teams in the fucking
NBA. True, they're just trying to get in the playoffs and make a name for themselves.
Yeah.
Like, do you think Portland's going to go deep in the playoffs this year?
No? I don't know what their problem is, but they're not – like, what's their record?
They are 32-25. They're currently 6th in the West. So they are 2.5 better games now back than from
I
LA. Thought,
but, like, with that roster, I always just – I don't know why, but I just feel like they'd be better than they are. They don't win the big games ever, I feel like, every time I look.
The way that they I was described to them – I actually really agree. They're a really fun and interesting team to watch, but they don't have the play style that's going to give you the championship, though.
Like, you got Dame, but he's even hot and cold sometimes. He's not all that consistent. McCollum's, I don't consider him an all-star type player anymore. Nurkic is pretty good, but he's always injured. Melo is, he's there.
He's a good 6-man. That's a starter.
Or even with that. Like, he has his games where he goes off. Don't get me wrong, but it's few and far between.
He's a volume scorer.
He has I to like shoot the a fucking Knicks better than Portland.
Oh, me too. Knicks looking good this year.
Julius Randle's a stud. RJ Barrett, he's still young, but he's fucking – he has his games.
Yeah, I mean, Boston slowly crept back into – you know, they're just in the playoffs now. They're 31-27. Last 10, they're 8-2, so they're starting to figure some things out right now. Yeah. But
I mean, they're
Milwaukee's definitely been slipping lately, though.
Giannis is out, though, I think.
Yeah.
That is their team. But like we said at the start of the year, they got worse from last year. So.
Mm-hmm. See, Washington, they've gone 8-2 in their last 10 games. They've won 6 in a row now.
Like, with Beal and Westbrook, like, I don't know how they're ever that bad of a team.
Yeah, Scott Brooks is that weird coach where he was really successful in OKC but hasn't done anything in Washington, and they haven't got rid of him.
Well, I think they just know in Washington it's a rebuild. Like, they don't – just like, it's whatever.
Or are they just a team that's just there to be a team? Like, are they ever really a serious contender?
They're hoping they eventually get in that position to draft Zion. Speaking of, how do you feel about Zion saying – he loves New York and it's his second favorite place to play. He offered that up. Well, he said, my favorite place to play other than New Orleans, obviously. So clearly it's his favorite place to play.
Okay.
So you don't think that has any impact on Zion? Be like, hey, my contract's up. I'm going to go dip out. I'm going to go to fucking New York now.
Maybe.
If you're a Pelicans fan, would that not worry you?
If you're a Pelicans fan,
especially because
it was too good to be true anyways to begin with.
RJ Barrett is there. Like, could you imagine if Zion went to New York?
Oh, they'd be so good there. Although Julius Randle's already there, though, power forward position.
I think Quinn's on the center.
Small ball. I don't know if that. But I don't know if. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I'm not surprised because it's a big market. He'd probably make a lot more money there.
Yeah. Especially compared to
New Orleans. Where's he from?
Not a clue.
If he's from New York, then it makes sense that he'd want
to
go there.
I think I would say it more of like a you also get to go play with RJ Barrett, who you played college with and who you're probably a fan of.
Oh, yeah, maybe that could be it. He's from North Carolina. I mean, I don't know. I feel like he's going to try and give New Orleans a go. Then he's going to realize what Chris Paul and Anthony Davis realized, that it's just a shitty organization. I want to get the F out.
I still don't understand their situation. Like, I don't understand what they're trying to do here. Right now,
New Orleans, or
yeah,
how like, so?
Mainly because of the Lonzo Ball trade speculation. Like, are you trying to win now? Are you trying to tank and get more picks, get hired, and build them with Zion? Like, they should be a better team. What the record shows, like, you thought they were gonna be stud. I knew they weren't gonna be that great, but.
It's their defense.
Yeah.
Because they have, like, one of the best offenses in the league.
Yeah, they...
Which is weird because Stan Van Gundy is the defensive coach.
Maybe it's the thing where he just realizes they got to go more offense to win games.
Yeah, it's the new era of the NBA.
Yeah. Because, like, there's plenty of times, more often than not, where I feel like I see the Pelicans putting up 130, 140.
Yeah, but then they're also.
You know what I find weird as well is Zion doesn't get talked about as much as I would have thought.
Yeah, small market team though. That's a big thing.
I know, but
the thing with small market teams, won't get talked about unless you're like one or two seeds. Like even now, yeah. Phoenix is just starting to get talked about again.
Yeah,
Utah's just getting talked about now. Yeah, like Utah, like. Besides being a Jazz fan, I see no Utah news on like my timeline besides the specific Jazz.
That's even when the Raptors won the championship. American like sports commentators, they didn't give a fuck about Toronto. Like it's their second thought. Like they weren't talked about. And then we won the championship.
Small market. Nobody cares about them.
I mean, it's not a small market though. It's a small market if you're looking to the States, but in Canada it's not a small market at all.
No, not at all. They have a
like huge. They probably have more fans than 90%. Like other than like the Lakers and Celtics, they probably have more fans just specifically because of Canada.
Yeah, aware. It could. I would say they're probably at least top five or top ten in the league.
Top ten guaranteed. I would say possibly top five. I don't because I obviously everyone's a Lakers fan no matter where you are.
Not true. And then everybody's a LeBron fan as well too. So it's like they got those two parties. Let's look that up.
I don't know how you could actually look that up.
Biggest NBA fan bases.
But like, I don't know how they would be able to.
Okay, here we go. Oh, jeez. Wow.
What?
Facebook fans.
Yeah, that's a good survey.
It's by Statsia. Ranking the 10 best fan bases in the NBA. Number 10, Cleveland Cavaliers.
Well, that thing's wrong.
Number 9, OKC. Number 8, San Antonio. Number 7. See, this is just loyal because like 7 is the Utah Jazz. Here we go. The 25 teams, NBA teams with the most fans. Oh, Detroit Pistons are 25.
But again, like I don't know how you...
All right. Okay. So
classify these fans.
We're gonna go off these fans.
Okay. Who's one? I don't give a fuck about 25. Who's 1 to 5?
I can't see two. I can't see 1 and 2 right now.
Okay, we'll go from 3 and 4. We'll be able to figure it out.
Miami is number 3. Fans, okay. 15 million people.
I'm assuming 1 and 2 is Lakers Celtics, unless they show up later.
Yeah, unless or Knicks. Number 4, Houston Rockets.
That's interesting.
Very interesting. I'm assuming this was made when, like, James Harden was probably still with their team and Russell Westbrook. Number five, Warriors, Golden State. With
I forgot about that.
12 million fans.
Yeah.
And then there's a bit of a drop off for number six, which is Boston with 6 million.
See, I find that hard to believe.
Or sorry, 9 million. 9 million, sorry.
I know, but I still find it hard to believe.
Wow, Cleveland. So Cleveland must have a pretty big fan
base. Are you sure this wasn't made when LeBron was in Cleveland?
No, I don't think so. Let me double check this. That's a date. 2020, December to 2020.
Oh, okay.
But I'm assuming majority of those people are LeBron James fans, though.
Yeah.
Wow, number eight, Sacramento Kings.
I could see back in the day, but no.
They might have fans, but they might not just – people might not just go to their games.
That's what I mean. Like, when Toronto's in the playoffs winning, like, all of Canada is behind them. Like,
yeah, that's true.
When watching basketball. Like, you can say, like, when people – any team's in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is a weird stat. I'm thrown off for who's one and two then. So, OKC, number nine, is at 7 million. San Antonio – 7 million as well too. New York Knicks at 11 with 5.9.
Yeah, that's 5.9 seems low to me, but that does make sense that they're a little bit lower just because they've been so shit for so long. Yeah. But I still think they should be higher than those teams.
Me too. Mavericks 4.4, Clippers 3.8.
Are the Raptors up there anywhere?
Raptors 17, 2.7 million.
There's no way they only have 2.7 million.
See, bandwagons, though. You got to take that into consideration. How many of these people are bandwagons?
Yeah, that's fair. But that's, I feel like that's most casual sports fans.
That's fair.
Like, it's.
See,
it's
this might be like diehard fans.
But how do you calculate that? Like, how do you.
Fans who probably buy merchandise or, like, will invest some sort of financial money into their organization? I don't know.
I don't know.
I have no idea. Utah Jazz only has 1.8 million fans.
Yeah, well, that's because no one lives in Utah, so.
That's fair.
Anyways, I feel like we've covered our basketball talk.
Yeah, I think so. We went a bit over an hour and 10 minutes or something like that.
Do you want to go through your alien talk?
We can save it.
Conspiracy theories?
Okay. We can save it for next week. We'll see if there's any sports to talk about or anything like that.
Yeah, next week probably not as much, because the draft's on Thursday next week, I think.
Ooh, you want to do like a post-draft? Or you want to do it during the draft? Do like a draft reaction here?
We could. We'll see.
We'll see. I might be working. I might not be working. I hope not.
We'll see what happens.
Because I am next Tuesday. I have work till 7:30. So if you want to, I could do it like 8:15, or I could also probably do it Monday.
So why don't we do Monday or Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday might work too. That'd be best.
Okay. Yeah, we'll figure out later.
Okay, thanks for tuning in, everybody, for another episode of OTD Sports Talking. If you're listening to this point, please DM me, and I'll give you $100 and a handshake.
And a handshake with COVID too, hey?
Oh yeah, we're risking the biscuit for this one.
I like it. What if they live out of